One of the counterintuitives in CPM is you go slow to go fast. By that we mean the method appears slow in the beginning. When I was developing the method, we went 4 years with no results. My mission agency wanted to fire me on 3 separate occasions because I wasn't producing. But I kept convincing them that I'm onto something here, give me some time, it'll work. And of course, 3 years later, they were accusing me of padding my numbers, and I had to send out an auditor to check it. So you do go slow to go fast. I tell people, you know, we take 6 to 12 months to lead a family to Christ. And they'll go, wow, you know, because that's not EE. That's not win or faith or any of the other methods of winning people to Christ. It's I got 27 minutes, and I gotta get them to Christ in 27 minutes. The problem is, you get a person to Christ in 27 minutes, what do you have? You're not sure. When we lead a family to Christ, we know exactly what we've got. And we'll go 26 weeks, 40 weeks, we lead a family to Christ, and within the next year, we'll see 100 families come to Christ from that one family. So we go slow. We establish the foundations. Some of you may be in the building industry. The preparation to put a house up takes longer than to build a house. And that's true in church planting. Your prep time, getting it to the right place for it to launch, is more time-consuming than the launch itself. But if you take the time to do it right up front, when it launches big and keeps growing. And those who violate this principle come back and say, well, your stuff doesn't work. And I say, okay, let's talk about that. What didn't work? Well, I did this and it didn't go like you said it would. I said, well, what did you do before that? Didn't do anything before that. I thought that was a waste of time, so I just went to this step. And I said, okay, well, go back and do the other step and then come to this one. One of the little devices that on my full week seminars, we'll take time and we'll have each of you build a clock and recognize that it's not as simple as it looks. There's 18 parts in it, but if you don't put them together just right, the clock doesn't work, and trying to figure out where each part goes can be a mighty challenge. But this is the clock with all the parts in it. Does that look like a clock? Do you think it'll work right now? It's got all the pieces, but it's still not a clock, is it? And if I hand it to you, even with the instructions, it might take you a day to get it put together. If I hand it to you without the instructions, you will never, ever get it put together. Because we've actually handed it to classes without the instructions, say, put this together. And the whole week, it never got put together. Okay? But because of time, we're not going to... You know, you guys were in that meeting over here. They're laughing. They remember that meeting. But the point about a clock is, you got to have all the pieces. They've got to be put together in the right order. And if you leave out a piece, it's not a clock. It's a nice paperweight. If you put it together wrong, it's not a clock. It won't keep time properly. I mean, it really does. A clock is a complex mechanism. The mathematics behind this is incredible. Those of you who are interested in that kind of thing, being a scientist in my background, I'm interested in the mathematics. But the guy who developed this was a genius. The same principles are in church planting. You can know all the pieces, but if you put them together wrong, it doesn't work. You can think you don't need some pieces. Oh, I don't like red. I'm not going to use the red piece. And your clock won't work. It's the same in church planting. The system requires all the parts to be there. And we've identified 19 critical system elements in church planting. And you'll get those, so don't worry about it. You're going to get all of those. But I want you to recognize that when you start putting a clock together, you can't rush into this. If you really want this to work, you're going to have to spend some time reading the instructions. And here's our church planting instruction manual and working through it. Go slow to go fast is an important counterintuitive. If you really want this to work, you've got to build it up right from the beginning.